What's good about it? To forge a new Englishness, we need to put our faith in democracy by making four constitutional changes. 1. We need proportional representation, because first-past-the-post has a knack for producing perverse and undemocratic outcomes. 2. We need to change our constitutional fabric. There are over 100 ministers, and many of the roles are to reward party factions and buy loyalty. 3. We need to remove elective dictatorship by creating a written constitution that clearly states the rights and responsibilities of government, courts, police, and so on. And 4. We need to re-examine the role of the monarchy and institutions like the House of Lords and the civil service, because none of them work as they should. There is an old joke that politicians who fail to get elected think the answer is to change the electorate. But the message in it is that if you listen to the English people's concerns, honour their most positive traditions, and give priority to the issues that matter most to them, the way in which the country is governed could be transformed. Everyone knows about the 1215 Magna Carta that guaranteed English political liberties, but few know about the Charter of the Forest, which was issued 2 years later and contained some of the most radical commitments on access rights to the commons ever to have been agreed. Since that time, the ruling classes have systematically stolen huge amounts of common land. As Gerard Winstanley said, "For what you call the law is but a club of the rich over the lowest of men, sanctifying the conquest of the earth by a few and making their theft the way of things." Average earnings in the UK have hardly risen since 2008, while the amount of wealth held by the better off has skyrocketed. Despite overwhelming evidence that countries with greater equality are more likely to have less crime, less mental illness, longer life expectancy, and better social cohesion, capitalist societies such as England and the USA are repeatedly heading for greater inequality. In a study by the Swedish Academy of Sciences on biodiversity, well-being, and nature connectedness in 14 countries, the UK came bottom in all three. The current version of net zero is based on magical thinking, because there will still be plenty of climate gases being produced in the UK, but offset by so-called negative emissions. But the country isn't even big enough to plant enough trees to achieve this. Prisoners now spend more time in the open air than most of our young people. Richard Louv calls this nature deficit disorder, which leads to everything from a diminished sense of self-worth to higher rates of physical and emotional illness and an inability to form relationships. What you have to watch. There is a fair amount of literary reference in the book, so it depends on the reader's level of interest in the subject.